before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law, Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Boy, I don't want to start singing the song right now. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consultation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said, Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was of the great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. You know, tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to dim the lights and we're going to light a candle. And we do this every year because it represents a couple things. Number one, it represents the fact that that night there was a star that shined so bright they could see it all over that directed them to the Lord. It also is powerful to remember that the Bible says that Jesus is the light of the world and the light to all men. Amen? I want you to know that the Bible says that when we get saved and when we give our heart to the Lord, I promise you, our spirit comes alive to God and the light in us can be seen. The Bible says that when you have a light in you, don't hide it under a bushel, but let it shine forth. Amen? And so tonight, we're just going to light this candle and we're going to sing a song in remembrance of the greatness of what happened with Jesus.
Oh,
was in the Lord, and Jesus is going to light each one of us. We're just going to light these candles, and we're going to come, and we're just going to start something. Hallelujah. The one thing I always love is that a candle, a light, you know, if this room was completely dark and we lit one candle, it would be enough light for us to see. And it's amazing that this is representative of Christ. You know, we think of one Savior, one Lord. When he came, he was enough life for the entire world. Amen. Father, we just thank you tonight, God. We just declare your glory, God. And we thank you, Father, as we've taken this time on Christmas Eve to just honor you. God, every year when we light this candle, it's a reminder of how you come to give us life, God. You come to quicken us. Father, you come to infuse us. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that, Lord, you would never leave us alone. And Father, I'm reminded of the theme of this month has been Matthew 19:26, where the Lord himself said that with men, things are impossible. If we try to live this life and do things on our own, it's going to overcome us, God. But God, with you, all things are possible, Father. And Lord, you will add your miraculous kindness and goodness to us, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's hard to clap when we have our candles lit. Amen. Oh, praise God. I just want to thank you guys for coming and being with us tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, yeah, we can take up an offering here. That's how we'll close out our service of getting calls to have the offering taken. So we'll close it out by bringing the Lord an offering. And I just want to thank you guys for being here. So I'll pray over the offering as well. Father, we just pray right now, God, that people are stirred to give tonight in honor of you, Father, Lord. Just like they did when you were first born, they gave to you, Father. And Lord, you just bless us, protect us, and keep us. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I guess we can blow our candles out now.